freedom of the press is protected by the First Amendment in the U.S. The same can't be said everywhere. A new report by the Committee to Protect Journalists ranks the 10 most censored countries in the world. Courtney Raj is CPJ's advocacy director. She says the three worst countries for censorship are Eritrea, North Korea, and Turkmenistan.
There is virtually no independent media within the country. So the media that do operate in the country are essentially mouthpieces of the state and of the government. If there is independent journalism, it's conducted from exile. And we see that very few foreign journalists are allowed to enter. There is very low internet access. And so it really is a tightly, tightly controlled and restricted information environment.
Did those very facts of tightly controlling information and having no free press make it difficult to do this study?
It does make it very difficult. It's hard to get information out of those countries. But the fact is, in Eritrea, which is the leading jailer of journalists in sub-Saharan Africa, many of those journalists have been in jail so long, we don't actually know if they are even still alive or where they are, and neither do their families. It's a virtual black hole.
You've mentioned Eritrea, North Korea, and Turkmenistan top your list. What are the rest of the countries in the top 10?
Following those three is Saudi Arabia, followed by China, Vietnam, Iran, Equatorial Guinea, Belarus, and Cuba. These countries really are known as being highly censorial. So Vietnam has overseen a massive crackdown on independent journalism, which primarily takes place via blogging. Iran, for example, also tops the list regularly of countries that imprison journalists. Cuba, although it released many journalists who were in prison, continues to engage in a lot of censorship, as well as maintaining very low levels of internet access, which restricts the public's access to information.
And I'm curious whether there are aspects of the digital age that make it more difficult for countries to crack down on information.
There are aspects of it, but I think that what we've seen is that the sophistication of the censorship has really increased. Restrictions on internet have kind of expanded from being, say, based on URL blocking to full-scale internet shutdowns. We see a lot more sophisticated surveillance and hacking technology being sold to these countries, typically by either Western or Chinese firms.
Why is it important to publish this list? It's interesting, disturbing, but what do you hope happens by publishing this list?
What I would hope is to see some of the international community use their sway to help improve conditions on the ground in these countries. What we are concerned about is that if no one is actually held responsible for the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi,
the Saudi journalist who was murdered in the Turkish consulate last year.
Right. That this could send a signal that it is okay and that you will escape international repercussions. So that's why finding justice and achieving justice in this case is so important, because of the demonstration effect. We don't want this to become a trend.
Courtney Raj is the advocacy director at the Committee to Protect Journalists. Courtney, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.